Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
713, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Good morning. Let's see. Today we got some fog, high of 35. Tonight, cloudy, low of 25. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 33. We got a chance for some snow creeping in later on in the week as temperatures drop. But honestly, though, we're still kind of seeing, like, it's kind of fluctuating. It's going from, like, 30 to 35 is kind of where we're sitting at right now. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, man.
Global warming, bro.
Not according to, where was that at? In Vail?
Aren't we headed toward an ice age?
I don't know. I hope not. I'd rather have it get
picture.
Let's be honest. I'd rather have it get hotter. I don't want to get colder.
In the picture of time, I think that's where it's going.
We're going to an ice age?
I think so.
It kills
in the big
stuff.
Picture, I'm saying.
Yeah.
We ain't going to see it, but.
No, it's like next year.
All right. Next year, bro.
We're screwed, bro. This one's coming in. Anyway, right now, I don't know. I didn't look. So let's do Morning Dump. Okay. Nailed the weather. Let's do Morning Dump.
Killing it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. That was very well done, Hunter. Yeah.
Enunciate.
Speaking of everything dying, including us, whether you call them fireflies or lightning bugs, new research from Tufts University has found that the glowing summer insects are facing extinction.
What am I supposed to do with my little screen cage?
I used to catch lightning bugs.
It's got a little hole up front that you can move the hole.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We're killing them. We're killing the bees. We're killing the lightning bugs. We're all dead.
What's going on? Why?
Well, it's because they're disappearing habitats followed by light pollution.
Light pollution?
Yeah, so like it's just, you know, all the lights that we have. Killing them off.
Wait, don't they like the lights?
No, they don't like them.
Oh, they make their own light.
Yeah, they make their own light, so they don't like them. They don't like them. So
when a light turns on, do they think about it's just like one massive lightning bug?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, God!
It's God!
So if we ever have kids, they're not going to be able to chase fireflies.
You used to do that a lot?
Oh, dude.
We'd go camping, man. I would see how many... It was the best way for a parent to get you go away for like 2 hours.
Well, if you think about it, too...
Who can catch the most?
It's also a little sadistic because we would catch them... And then we'd put them in jars like, look! And then you'd shake the jar so they'd light up. Psychos.
You ever see a frog eat one?
A frog eat a lightning bug?
Yeah.
No, not like personally. No, it wasn't.
Belly would light up.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Did you catch a frog and then have it eat the lightning bug?
100%.
Doing your own science experiments?
Yes.
It's a glow frog. Look what I made.
Hey, Mom, check it out.
I made a glow frog.
Hey, Mom.
And he's covered in warts. Fantastic. Valentine's Day is a... week away. Not even. It's this Friday, Valentine's Day. So, yeah, fellas.
Big shout out to the cleaning ladies at all the hotels.
Yeah. God. Oh, God.
Big shout out.
Big shout out for, that's their D-Day.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's for real.
That Saturday after, that day after Valentine's Day.
They always wear those masks the day after.
Yep. A new survey, unsurprising survey, found that the number one gifts that women want for Valentine's Day, the number one gift is chocolate. The number one gift guys want? Sexual favors. Did we need a study for this?
No, we didn't need a study for this.
Look, okay, I'm going to give you plenty of time to plan for this, okay? Guys, get your women some chocolates. Ladies, get your guy some sexual healing. That's all we want. I don't want chocolates. I don't want a rose. I don't want anything. I want to have sex, all right? That's all I want for Valentine's Day. And maybe, you know what, ladies? If you're going to be kind of prudish for the rest of your, leave Valentine's Day for that day where you do stuff that you don't usually do, you know? Maybe do something that you
know
that
what
you save.
Huh. Why do you gotta have a date to like force your woman to have sex with? If you're in that situation,
no, it's just because us men we're whipped. All right, we are completely immune to the power.
So are you saying that you have to wait for a special day to beg your wife to have sex?
No,
with you?
No, no. I'm fortunate enough. However, though, it's we've become.
But there are relationships like
well,
that.
Well, of course there are. Yeah, but we're still victims of it. Think about it. I do the most ridiculous things just to get laid. Of course, like if Kiki wants anything, just sleep with me and I'll do it. I did it not too long ago. She left something here at work. We had sex and she's like, "Oh, can you? I left this at work. Can you go get it?" I'm like, "Absolutely, I'll go right now," because I was happy. My mind was clear. Yeah. I had nothing on the brain, so I was. I'm more than willing to. More than willing to. Because, again, we are powerless to it, and Valentine's Day is no different. So, ladies, don't overthink it. Just maybe Throw on some lingerie and your guy will be happy. That's all you need to do. And guys, get a big old box of chocolates. That's all you need to do. Valentine's Day. No cards, no nothing. Just some loving and some chocolates. Some
chocolate and doing it.
And doing it. That's all you need. Right. Have some chocolate while you're doing it.
I just feel bad for the guys that have it held over their head.
Yeah, they look forward to this day.
I guess.
They look forward to it. Like, yes! Sex day.
Finally.
Finally. Oh, God. And then, you know, a month from Valentine's Day is steak and BJ day. So keep that in mind, ladies.
we'll remind you.
We will remind you. It's marked on our calendars. We'll remind you. That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock